everybody, welcome back to Moscow. Welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shea Bowes. Uggy's back with us. Thank God, all is well at the family farm. All ploughing away, doing our little bit in the war for the truth. And where are we going to start this week? Well, in Europe and in Spain, actually. Now, Spain is a country which is going through a lot of social difficulties, let's say. Not only social difficulties, at the very top of the pile, a man who's very popular with the pro-Palestinian crowd, Mr. Sanchez, he has a lot of problems himself. He's going through a kind of a bit of family difficulty. His wife is up on corruption charges. His brother banned from political office for 9 years. Not all well in the Sanchez house. And not all well either if you look out the window. It's not only Ceuta in Spain's colonies in North Africa, if you like, that's under assault. It seems that it's actually the mainland of Spain itself. Right, Augie? Check out this video we're going to show you. This is quite remarkable. These boats that these immigrants are using, they seem quite advanced, right, Augie?
It's literally like Saving Private Ryan. But nobody is getting saved.
Yeah, more like shaving Ryan's privates. Because when you see how organized this stuff looks, the quality of the boat, the vehicle, this does really look, whether it is or not, like an invasion. Right, Augie? Run the video.
Check this out. They're literally landing there without no brakes. But I wanna calm down our European viewers. There's no Russians on that boat. Don't worry. No intelligent, well-educated, taxpaying Russian has arrived in Europe.
Yeah. Remain calm. Only engineers, doctors, and spiritual leaders landing on the beaches of Spain. No evil Russians. Now, as you watch what looks like the invasion of Europe happening, it's happening in the UK. The French are kind of putting them in the boats up there. That's the difference, Augie, right? The French police, yes, it's this way, my friend. No problem. You want to go England? We will. Get in the boat. And they're actually pushing them off the beaches towards the English. I think the French don't like their little Anglo-Saxon cousins, let's say. But it's happening all over Europe, okay? Europe is kind of the master of its own destiny here, for sure. Because, as Augie recently reminded me, when you walk around sort of advertising Europe as a beautiful garden, everywhere outside the walls is a jungle, right? Inside here is a garden. Mr. Borrell, yes? You remember the famous phrase?
Yes, Europe is a garden. The rest of the world, most of the rest of the world, it's a jungle.
Why wouldn't people want to come in? And getting back to Mr. Sanchez, who has legalized hundreds of thousands of completely illegal migrants and set them on the pathway to European passports, why wouldn't you want to try and get over that wall? But here, I think, and we think, Augie and I, that these poor people coming from the war-torn areas of Africa and sub-Saharan Africa and the Middle East, where the people in Britain and France and Germany have caused a lot of wars, NATO, come on, you're culpable for a lot of this stuff, that they're kind of getting sold a bit of a pup, right, Augie? They're not, it's kind of, maybe we should be talking to the trading standards people about false advertising. Because when you actually get into Europe, when you get over the wall and you arrive there, maybe it ain't so sweet, really. Take Germany, a country whose economy is collapsing, who has a grossly unpopular political leader, Mr. Merz, and who has a massive, massive movement of rejection of globalism and Russophobia, actually, in Alternative for Deutschland. They're going through the roof, literally. This place is really, really falling apart at the seams. Check this out. Run it, Augie.
Check out this prosperous garden. So vibrant.
Wow. Yeah, it looks like a kind of a very badly overgrown garden with a lot of snakes and rats lurking in the bushes. Yeah, a garden nonetheless.
But wait, Che. But wait. Europe is a garden, not for the straight people, as it turns out.
Yeah. Well, of course, here's the kicker, as they say. If you do come to Europe, you should probably immediately, as you're sort of burning your passport at the airport or, you know, shredding your documents before you arrive, because this is what most of the fake asylum seekers do, certainly in Ireland and in the UK, they mysteriously arrive at airports with absolutely no documents. Now, you try getting on a plane with a bottle of water with your kids. You'll end up face down on the carpet with a guy's foot in the back of your neck. But if you're from Somalia and you turn up in Ireland or the UK or France and you have nothing except a life jacket, no, nobody even knows who you are. Yeah, it's fine. Some NGO will come over and give you a cuddle. Some sort of suicidal empathy will be dosed on top of you. Here's some advice from us here at the Moscow Mules. If you do turn up in Europe, just also tell them you're gay, okay? Because if you're gay, right, Augie, you're going to get, let's say, lots of attention. Right, Augie?
A special kind of treatment, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, a very special kind. Run the video, Augie.
I just found out there's a cheaper ticket for queer tourists in Berlin. Kind of. It's called the Queer City Pass, and at first glance, it is cheaper than some of the other tourist passes. That's because it specifically gets you discounts at nearly 70 queer-owned and queer-friendly businesses and unlimited rides on Berlin's public transport. The idea is to make it easier
unlimited
for visitors
rides.
To find Berlin's queer bookstores, city tours, museums, bars, and clubs. What of course, you don't have to be queer to buy the pass. But whatever ticket you have, don't forget to validate it before you ride. Unless you
How
want
do you validate that you're
fine.
Queer?
Is there something like this where you live?
I don't know, Shay. Do you have to validate that you're gay where you live?
But how do you validate that you're gay? But here, listen. There is a rumor that next time Augie goes on holiday to Europe, I will actually secretly buy him and enroll him in the queer pass everywhere he goes. But I would never do something like that to Augie. Right, Augie?
Anything to save some money, Shay. You know we're operating on a skeletal budget.
Yeah, I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. Now, of course, the whole of Europe has mired itself in this tail wagging the dog insanity, particularly when it comes to transgenderism. Don't forget, in the country that the man I'm about to show you an address telling people he's a woman comes from, Ireland, my country, a school teacher was put in prison for more than 2 years for refusing to call a boy a girl in a school. Refused to do it because he was a Christian teacher. He said, I'm not going to do that. A very educated man. A man called Enoch Burke. You can check out his story. Now, people say, oh, he wasn't put in prison because he wouldn't call a boy a girl. He was put in prison because he wouldn't keep away from the school. He was put in prison because of his beliefs. Let's face it. Now, he was recently released, so please God he'll get back to some sort of normality. The same country has allowed this man, who you're about to see, a man in a dress, sit on the Women's Council of Ireland. This person is on the Women's Council. This man is on the Women's Council. this dude in a dress is on the Women's Council of Ireland. Okay, now don't forget, Ireland is a country run by a man called Micheál Martin. Now, Micheál recently said that a child can decide basically at any age whether they're male, female, or something in between. That's the kind of mental illness that is, you know, pervading the whole of Europe, okay? It's a country, remember, Ireland, that had a very conservative past and now has radically sort of nailed itself to the door of the church in protest. We let anyone be anything they want, even if it means, you know, the whole of society basically sniggering into their sleeves as they see this kind of lunacy. Check this dude out. Check him out. Very sincere, very serious person, apparently. But how can a man with a pair of balls the size of, like, you know, a good old pair of Brazil nuts, sit in a dress and tell everybody that he's a woman? It just seems to be the epitome of the idiocy of the whole European project. Run the video, Augie.
My name is Sarah Phillips. I'm the co-chair of Transgender Europe, the International Trans Fund, and a board member of the National Women's Council. Acceptance is a word that I would probably feel that is going to take a long time.
You better believe it. You better believe it, Mick. My name is Sarah Phillips. I mean, are you serious? If you go into a shop and you see bananas in the oranges basket and you say, excuse me, there's bananas in the oranges basket here, you should change the label or remove the bananas. Oh, so, of course, sorry, that's obviously not a banana. This is obviously not an orange. What sort of lunatic said that that's an orange or that's a banana?
Hey, banana.
Yo, what's up?
I rest my case, Augie. Now, of course, some have kind of woken up to the scam, the Ukro scam, the trans scam, you know, the COVID scam. You've had it all. You've been set up. You've been set up to become a kind of a propaganda sponge. You're not allowed to even think for yourself. You're not even allowed to have a debate. Like, for example, in Germany, you can go to prison for watching this show. I know Augie and I are kind of hot stuff. We're kind of contraband, but that's a bit much. Fred Mertz, come on. Don't be so serious about life. Have a laugh. Have a giggle. Look in the mirror. But as I say, not everybody has taken the medicine. And this is a guy called Aidan Minnis. Now, Aidan is a guy from the UK originally. Now he's kind of, you know, stuck his head deep into the books and found some Irish ancestry too. So he claims to be Irish. And of course, Irish, British, Welsh, Scots, we're all kind of the same thing. But Aidan has joined the Russian military and he's got some pretty sort of, let's say, definitive arguments against the British royal family and the British flag. And by the way, in Ireland, we have a name for the Union Jack, the British flag. It's called the Butcher's Apron. And there's a reason for that. Have a look in your history books. Over to you, Uggy. Run the video.
They can go f*** themselves. And the King, especially, and his paedophile royal family, can go f*** themselves.
Up she goes.
Slava Russia.
Remember, kids, when burning British flags in the forest, make sure you douse the flames afterwards.
Yeah, we don't want to cause any damage to the forestry. Come on. This is kind of environmentalism 101 in Russia. When you're burning a British flag, make sure that you extinguish all flames afterwards. So, of course, we know that the whole, you know, fake fraud announcement of the 40 days, we did this last week, that Ukraine was winning. It doesn't look like they're winning in Odessa. It doesn't look like they're winning in Kiev. It doesn't look like they're winning on the across the vast front line. The Russians are advancing. Ukraine's getting smaller and smaller every day. And there's less and less people, of course, want to fight for Ukraine. They're hemorrhaging out of the place. They reckon only, you know, 20% of the people who are dragged from the streets actually ever get to the front because there's been hundreds and hundreds of thousands of desertions. Check out the brutality of this. This iconic picture now of a woman on her knees. Check it out. Begging these Gestapo officers not to drag off her husband or boyfriend for the front. You know, a kid strangled on the street for allegedly throwing a stone at the draft officers pulling one of the members of his community away. You know, even European TV crews accidentally, you know, filming a dude getting abducted from the street and sent to fight. This whole fantasy that the Ukrainian people want to die for Ursula von der Leyen, Mark Rutte, and, you know, Boris Johnson. It's just absolute bullshit. But there is a phrase or a saying in Russia, better to have 100 friends than have 100 rubles, okay? And that seems to apply. You start to see a lot of this stuff coming out in the Ukrainian people, who after all are just the same people, essentially, as the Belarusians, the Russians, the Ukrainians. This is one group, it's the Irish, the Welsh, the Scots. We're the same people. And it's the same thing applies here when you see the spirit of the Ukrainian people. They're eventually going to stand up to this little narco-fuhrer. Check this out. This is a film we think which really defines something positive. We think it's a really positive way to kind of end this segment about this forced, abduction for the front. This is real. This is when a guy has friends willing to step up and stand up for their buddy. This is really, really something. Check it out. Run the video, Uggy.
You know, the draft officer busy stuffing the man into the bus, and then suddenly, wait for it, his friends come to help in a karate way.
Yeah, the cavalry arrives, as he said.
And the man is saved. Good ending.
Yeah. Because here on the Moscow Mules, after all, who could celebrate human suffering like this? You know, it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. But what's most tragic about what's happening in Ukraine right now, we think, is that it's Ukrainians, or so-called Ukrainians, who have sold their whole country, sold their sovereignty for a fake dream, a fake wish, a false promise of membership of the EU. Never going to happen. Membership in NATO. Never going to happen. I'm going to end the war. Come on. I'm going to end corruption. Please. When are people going to wake up to this complete Ukro scam? We think it's coming closer and closer. So let's leave Ukraine, a country mired in a grisly war, and go to another country that's mired itself in a grisly war. The United States of America. It's all going perfectly down there in the Gulf, right, for the Americans. Right, Uggy, the Straits of Hormuz that they attacked in order to open it, but it was already open when they attacked, which is now closed, which they decided then they're fighting to open. and they are winning every day, but they're losing every day. And the Iranians are offering them terms of a ceasefire. The Iranians actually told them a couple of days ago, you know, it's time for you to surrender to us. This is really what we call a show in the army, or there's another military term. It's called a cluster. Okay, this has become a complete cluster. Now, something you know, that sort of reminds us of the term cluster is how Mr. Hegseth, the Secretary of War, you know, Secretary of War Hegseth, tends to sweat a lot, Pete. You know, I think he knows that his days are probably numbered, because the first guy that's going to go under the bus, Augie, because of this show, is going to be old Pete. Everybody knows that. Dogs in the street. Pete got into trouble with the global homo CNN, you know, media, the fake news media, as the Don calls them. We agree with him on that, for calling transsexual people trannies. Oh, my God, the crime. How dare you? How dare you actually call someone who's transsexual a tranny? It's terrible, isn't it? Oh, my God. So mentioned that this guy's black because he's black, or gay because he's gay, or, you know, he's a tranny. How is that? He is a tranny, okay? He said, we're going to have trainees, not trannies. Okay, big drama from CNN. Now, CNN doesn't give a shit about the fact that the American military machine now, the trillion-dollar military machine with its 800 military bases, needs to suck people in for its meat grinders around the world from anywhere. They don't give a shit if you're a tranny or straight or gay or lesbian or think you're an onion or a car. You got a beating heart at this stage. You're going into military in America. They're pre-registering you at birth in the U.S. for military service, tranny or not. Run the video, Augie.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth went to Iowa to campaign. He was at the Iowa State Fair Monday, and he used a slur against trans people. Take a listen.
We need guys like this man right here having our back in Congress as we get rid of DEI at the Defense Department. At the Department of War, we do training, not trannies. The only focus of our
department. I mean, it's pretty good.
Colorblind, gender neutral, merit based. That's it. We want the best.
I mean, first of all, I'm still just not going to get over the fact of seeing like a current Secretary of Defense campaigning for somebody. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that before.
Correct. I mean, to your point, Jake, it's not unusual for cabinet secretaries to campaign for candidates, but when it comes to members of the national security team, especially the Secretary of the War, Secretary of DOD, you do not typically see those people out there campaigning. First of all, we are at war, so he should be focused on that in Washington, D.C., a war that Trump started.
Well, I mean, she's kind of right, too, right, Shay?
And I just also wonder, Sir Michael, I mean, just calling transgender people trannies, like, that's obviously a slur that they don't like, and people can have their opinions.
Why?
On
you are a tranny.
Or whatever, but, like, there is just something about, like, treating people with dignity.
Dignity? They don't treat the actual concept of gender, the most fundamental element of the fabric of the human condition and society, with any kind of dignity, do they? Trannies.
You know what makes me wonder, Che? Did they treat with dignity these 170 school kids in Iran when they bombed them? What the f*** are they even talking about?
Don't mention that, Augie. Don't bring up anything kind of real when it comes to the show in Iran. And of course, maybe the tranny should accept that being called a tranny is a short-term pain for a long-term gain, because the more trannies there are around it, the more people who think they're men and women who think they're boys and, you know, the whole thing. And the more trannies there are around, the more acceptable trannyism will become, Augie, right? So it's basically just like the American media has been not instructed to say this, okay? They all came up with this on their own. Short-term pain for long-term gain. Nobody told them to say this, right? Right? Run the video, Augie.
This is a short-term disruption for the long-term gain.
Short-term pain for the long-term gain.
Short-term pain be for long-term gain.
We're going to have some short-term pain with long-term gain.
Short-term pay for a long-term gain.
Some short-term pain, yes, but we've got some long-term gain. Short-term spike for a long-term gain.
Some short-term pain for American consumers.
We may have to deal with that in the short term.
Short-term and temporary.
Temporary, short-term pain.
It's going to suck in the short term.
Some short-term pain.
Short-term pain.
We have to focus on the short-term.
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 Short-term and long-term.
Short-term.
Hopefully this is a short-term. Pain
short term is highly outweighed of the long term benefit.
Some short term pain for the long term gain.
Short term sacrifice
for a long-term gain.
Let me explain this to you viewers. It's a short-term sacrifice of your lives and livelihood for a long-term gain of rich elites stuffing their pockets and a long-term gain of your debt pushing past 40 trillion.
Yeah, and in case you're not clear, it's an actual short-term pain for a long-term tranny. Now, to wrap it up this week, we've got one more video. And somebody that Augie is a big fan of, Greta Thunberg. He loves Greta, you know. I personally, you know, didn't really mind Greta Thunberg until I saw her basically polishing the boots of the, you know, criminal narco fuhrer in Kiev with her face, like so many other activists in the West. I can't really kind of erase that. You only see that stuff once. But what we noticed, well, actually, Augie noticed, was that Greta's been on another crusade, this time against the environment of Palestine, whatever it is. You know, I just can't, you know, I can't get down with Greta. Although Augie has mentioned that he'd love to get down with Greta. And he actually mentioned something else, that she is now a fully grown young woman. And it's not so easy for the police, staged or not, to lift her up and cart her away. You remember some controversy that she was arrested here, arrested there, always seemed to get out, always seemed to survive with the hair perfect. Not so much anymore. Greta is now a big girl, let's say. And fair play to her. I mean, she's not going with the flow, let's say. But, you know, you gotta condemn Zelensky. You gotta do something about the Zelensky thing. But anyway, let's check her out. Run the video, Augie.
Yeah, not so easy to carry Greta anymore. I'm not even sure what they're protesting against, but doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It's just nice to see our little Greta so grown up.
And with that unhealthy obsession from Augie with Greta Thunberg, you know, no accounting for taste, I think we'll wrap it up. Well, that brings us to the end of another episode. And of course, you know, we've had the 40-day operation for Ukraine to destroy itself. We've had the Western media accidentally telling the truth, yeah, on the streets of Kiev. We've had the kids of Ukraine finally having enough and standing up. And we really do think that all four walls are slowly, you know, moving into the center of the room around the narco-fuhrer. Is there really going to be another winter for this man in power in Kiev? We just can't see it. And we think the global show, clown show, that has, you know, Kiev as its nucleus is in a bit of a panic right now because the Russians aren't going anywhere. Ukraine's getting smaller and the grift is getting harder and harder to justify. Yeah, surprise, surprise. Guess who told you about it first? Me and the little Armenian. And speaking of the little Armenian, he'll be here pulling the strings next week, same time, same place. As we try to, again, shine lights where nobody wants them shone and upset the people who should be upset. And, of course, that's not you, because you're going to be happy to join us again next week. And we'll see you then.